Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do love you. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you, Father God, for there is no one like you in all the earth, Father. You sit high. You look low. Glory be to God. You're always present. You're a very present help in the time of trouble. You are our God, our King, our friend. Father God, you are absolutely, absolutely everything unto us. You woke us up this morning with our minds stayed fast on you. You watched us over us during the midnight hours, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Father God, as we rise and shine this day, Father God, we ask that you would cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word, holding tight to your word, knowing that there's no failure in your word because you are not a man, you are not a liar, Father God. We just want to say thank you for the fellowship. It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. We thank you for helping us to hold on day by day, Father, and not to give up, not to throw in the towel, not to turn around. For as we continue, although some days we press in a little bit harder, Father, some days, Father, but it's all worth it, Father. It's all worth it. It's worth the struggle. It's worth whatever it is, the cost, Father God. We're counting the cost, and I'm telling you, it's a price worth paying because it's already paid for. And we walk in that revelation, Father God, and in that victory. So we say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we thank you for your people. We thank you, Father, for those, our brothers and sisters around the globe, in other parts of the world, Father, that we might won't even know until we get to heaven. But we thank you for them. Father God, as we begin this morning, we want to lift up Ukraine, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the turmoil that is taking place right there. Father, we ask that you will move upon Putin's heart. Father God, the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and give Putin a change of mind. We don't know what his agenda is. Father God, we don't know what he hopes to accomplish. But Father God, we pray, Father God, that you would intercept, Father God, that you would fix this situation quickly, Father God, that these people will be able to return home. We are praying for those who have already lost their lives, even the children that have lost their lives, Father, in this situation, in this war, Father God. And so we're putting it in your hands, Father. We see the ugliness that's going on. But Father God, we ask that you would intervene like only you can. Help Biden to make the right decisions, the right moves. Biden don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do. That's why we talk to you, because all power is in your hands. And so, Father God, we release it even right now. Bless our services today, Father, and may you and you alone be praised, glory, and all the honor. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Lovely ministry partners, our brothers. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ. is the Lord. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda, rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. For the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. We are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added, shall be added, already added unto us. If this is your first time, amen, with us, please do not let it be the last time. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. It's all good. And it gets gooder and gooder and gooder. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. All right. We're stepping to the first day of the month. And y'all believe that? So how did we get here? How did we get here so quick? A brand new month. It's the first day. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. Last month, we want to thank God for our celebration, commemoration. Amen. Black History Month. Amen. And we definitely are grateful. We definitely are grateful. Amen. For the history. Amen. And history still in the making. Amen. We want to move into this new month. Amen. And to this month is Women's History Month. Ah, and then as I was talking to the Holy Spirit, or should I say the Holy Spirit was talking to me, I don't know, we just talk one with another, and he said, okay, he said, well, we're going to do Women's History Month, but it's going to be Women of the Bible. I said, interesting, we've never done that before, amen. So we are looking forward. I still have about four more spots to fill, only because I can only do so much in a day, so they'll be filled today. But this month, let's let me run this down real quick. We're going to, these are some of the women that each ministry partner has agreed to take one. We're going to be talking about Eve, Hannah, Elizabeth, Hagar, the Samaritan woman at the well, Delilah, Miriam, Abigail, Deborah, Esther, Rahab, Jezebel, Ruth, Dinah, Bathsheba, Rhoda, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Jesus. Woo! And I still have one, two, three, four more, maybe five more. All right, so I'll get around to filling those in. So I'll give everybody enough time so you can do a little meditation and do a little research. Amen. So it's going to be a very, very interesting month. I'm going to kick the month off. I'm going to kick the month off. Amen. And we are going to begin. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth, and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. I'd like to turn your attention this morning to the book of Genesis, chapter number 39. Genesis, chapter number 39. I'm going to be reading out of the NIV. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph.
The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servant. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until her master came home. Then she told him this story. "That Hebrew slave you brought us came to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." When his master heard the story his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me," he burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison. And he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, the woman, amen, that we're talking about today, the Lord, the Bible, the Holy Bible doesn't give her a name. Doesn't give her a name. Glory be to God. In the Quran, they give her a name, but in the Holy Bible, she has no name. Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife, glory be to God. Before I begin, amen, to share with you on Potiphar's wife, just let me say this. Most women, and we will find out this month as we go along, most women of the Bible are reverenced, revered for their strength, revered for their courage and their faithfulness to God, but not Potiphar's wife. Oh, not this one here. This woman here, beloved, she was a seductress, very lustful. She was an Egyptian. got a little color. So she had a little color, you know. Oh, she probably, you know, she was fine. She was married to the king. Girl was fine. Probably looked like it had a shape, a soda bottle, a bit shape. A little small, glory be to God, waist and big hips, and y'all know, hey, girlfriend had it going on, huh? But she was mean-spirited, she was a liar, and she was deceitful. Glory be to God. Beautiful, glory be to God, and spoiled rotten. She was married to the king. So, look, anything in her world that she wanted, she could get. Because she was married to the king. All she had to say is, I want this, I want that. And he spoiled her. See? And so she was used to getting what she wanted. So when Joseph, glory be to God, Joseph, beloved, is a Jacob's son, the one that his brothers threw in the hole. And you know the story of Joseph. If you don't, you can read about it in the book of Genesis. If you're reading through the Bible with us this year, then you've already read the story of Joseph. So when they took Joseph out of the pit, they sold Joseph as a slave. Guess where did Joseph ended up? Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house. The Bible tells us that Joseph was fine. He was fine. Hey, glory, baby. We talk, look, Billy Williams, they got Billy T. Williams, they got nothing. Hey, Denzel Washington, they had nothing on Joseph. Joseph was fine. Huh? Woo! And here he come, amen, and the queen is used to getting what she want when she want it. And in come this new kid on the block. Fine as all get out. Come on now. Tall and handsome and young. I guess she said, oh, what we got here. What we got here. So she was the queen. So you know she had the makeup. You know she was, you know, doing her hair. And she had the true old girl. You know she was around the house looking good for the manservant. Glory be to God. Huh? The transparent linen robe, huh, that revealed more than it concealed. Glory be to God. Walking through the house. Glory be to God to get this man's attention, because she had his at the front door. And we can hear her saying now, you're delicious, Joseph. I could eat you up. Y'all know them conversations when lust jump in. I can imagine her now, glory be to God, walking past Joseph, whispering in his ears, boy, I can eat you up, boy. Hey. Step up, hey, come on now. And the Bible tells us, beloved, that this wasn't no one-time thing. The Bible, I just read to you in the scriptures that she was working this boy over day by day. It was a constant pulling on him. Please go to bed with me. Please have sex with me. I want you. Don't you want me? Well, we'll talk about that later. The Bible don't say. I'm sure the girl was fine. I'm sure Joseph ain't had nobody. boy just came up out the pit. You get a man in a hole. Come on now. He had nobody. But beloved, amen, glory be to God, we see and we see here and Joseph. Might have been a number of reasons Joseph did not go to bed with this woman. But the Bible points the most important one, amen, glory be to God, which is one of the points that I want to drive in, glory be to God. Look what Joseph said. Joseph said, look here. He said, my master worries about nothing in the household as long as I am here. He has given everything in the household except yourself, of course, for you are his wife, into my care. And he said, I cannot, amen, wield his own authority over it all. How then can I betray him by stealing you, his greatest treasure? I will be condemned by God for such a sin. Ah. Joseph might have been able to hit that and get away with it. And the queen was going to see to it. He could have hit it. I mean, how long do it really take? You know, But his reason, amen, for not yielding to that seducing spirit, and you know it's powerful. I talk to men all the time beloved, we as women do not realize the power that we have over men. We really don't. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us work it. Glory be to God. The power, this is why the Bible speaks about that so much, about that male and female situation. Glory be to God. Of which we'll talk about that a little bit more at another time. Glory be to God. But the reason here that he did not yield to that seducing spirit, as fine and as pretty as she was, glory be to God, is because of his love for God. His love for God. I never forget, glory be to God, amen, one of the deacons, amen, Deacon Draper, by the way, glory be to God, he has a beautiful wife, they've been married for years, over 40 years, matter of fact, I orchestrated their wedding for them years ago, amen, glory be to God, and it's, he said, Alfreda, he said, let me tell you why I don't cheat on Charlotte. He said, not because she's fine, which she is, not because of that. He said, I do not cheat on Charlotte because of my love for God. And we see Joseph, beloved, amen, with the same testimony here. Glory be to God. He said, I can't do it. So what happened is she set the scene, and some of us women know about this in our heyday. Hopefully we still not practicing it. She set the scene. She gave all the workers a day off. She said, all right, y'all, everybody stay home on Tuesday. All right, y'all, I'm giving y'all a day off. She made sure the coast was clear because she knew Joseph would be coming in. She had set the scene. She said, nobody's here. Joseph, come on. Let's do this thing. Come on, please. And when Joseph refused, beloved, Joseph, as the Bible said, Joseph had to run. Now, it's a lesson for some of you men out here. It's a lesson for some of you men. Sometimes you got to run, baby. Just run. Leave your shoes, leave your coat, and run. But when she pulled his jacket while as he was running, and so he left his coat. He said, I ain't going back for the coat. That girl must have been wild. He said, I'll get out of here right now. She about to rape me. But she was so offended at the rejection that she hollered rape. You know how many of our men are in prison today for women who lied? That boy ain't rape you. You was trying to give him something, he ain't take it. Rape. See? And they came in, of course they're going to believe the queen over the slave. And then when her husband got in from work, oh, boy, did she lay on. You talking about the theatrics and the drama. And, oh, she just cried. And he came in here. And, of course, her husband believed her and put the boy in prison. Didn't even know it was part of God's plan. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us that she ever repented for that sin. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us that with this evil woman, amen, asks God for forgiveness. Or nowhere in the Bible does it tell us where she, amen, changed her deceptive ways. The deceptive woman. She was condemned to suffer a burning fever for all eternity. Glory be to God. Real quick, beloved. When we read Genesis chapter number 39, glory be to God, these are lessons that we can learn about fidelity and the face of sexual temptation. She was a seducer. Women know how to seduce men. Men know how to seduce women. Some women make a living for it, make a good living for it. Huh? Glory be to God. But Joseph said no. Not only is this a story about deception when we look at this, beloved, but it's a story about loyalty. How we see Joseph is loyal to Potiphar, and Joseph is loyal to God. We see how Potiphar's wife does not give up. She said, I ain't. Some women, and men the same way, they want you more when you reject them. They just love the fight. You know what I mean? They just love the challenge. That's why a lot of men wear wedding bands. they're not married. See? Because some women are just, they just going to want you because somebody else wants you. See? And this was Potiphar. Potiphar's wife that wasn't used to getting no for an answer. She said, I get what I want, including you. Huh? But she didn't give up, and she continued to attempt to seduce this man of God. Beloved, the story of Potiphar's wife is about loyalty as much as it is about resisting temptation. We see here that Potiphar's wife was disloyal to her husband. Ah, God, we don't want to be that type of woman in the Bible. God put this story in here for a reason. God could have left this chapter out the Bible. Huh? Oh, no. He put it in here for a reason, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. That we as women, amen, will not, amen, glory be to God, and men will take heed, glory be to God. She was disloyal to her husband, but Joseph was loyal to God and to Potiphar. Beloved, glory be to God. God shows us amazing loyalty and faithfulness. It is part of his character. When we read in the Bible tells us, beloved, that God is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and in faithfulness. Glory be to the living God. So when he left his cloak, when he ran out of the house, glory be to God, and she became angry and she became very vindictive, glory be to God. Look at another thing with this woman. She's a liar. Lying to her husband. She the one set it up, going to look like Joseph was to blame. She trying to rape Joseph and trying to look like Joseph came in there to rape her. And the Bible says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. God hates liars. Because every time you open your mouth and speak a lie, you associate yourself with the father of lies. And his name is Satan. He's a liar and the father of lies. Glory be to God. And put this innocent man in prison. Do you know how many of our sons, family members, are doing prison time right now for a so-called rape? Glory be to God. They innocent. They trying to set them up. They trying to set up these young men, amen, with futures, amen, with potential, with destiny. The devil is setting them up. Rape. No, it wasn't no rape. It wasn't no rape. Glory be to God. And that's what happened with Joseph. He went to prison. But guess what? The Lord was with him. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. But that's not the end of his story. When Joseph went to prison, it's not the end of his story because the Bible says that God was with him. I want to encourage you today, amen, that God is with you, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. God is always with you, even when you're being set up falsely. My last point that I want to pull out, amen, about this woman in the Bible, beloved, amen, glory be to God. With this story here is a lesson for us in how we ought to resist sexual temptation. Now, she might have really, really had a liking for the boy, and boy got her attention, was fine, and maybe it was just one of them seasons, because, you know, marriages have highs and lows, so, you know, maybe they was at a low season, you know what I mean? The bedroom was cold, you know what I mean? Glory be to God, but she should have dealt with that a different way. She should have dealt with that a different way, beloved. Sometimes, amen, we as women, since we're talking about Women's History Month, you're attracted to people that belong to somebody else, don't belong to you. Glory be to God. You got to learn how to deal with that. You just can't, you know, hop in bed with everybody that, you know what I mean, that, you know, you that wink at you or you winking at you. I mean, that's not the way God made it. And our young generation really needs to know this, because I talk to some young people, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a senior citizen. And these young girls here, they can't even count the number of people they done went to bed with. And God forbid if they should conceive a child, they got to get a DNA test to find out who the daddy is. We are to resist sexual temptations, beloved. And so we see that Joseph was very high, wise in handling, amen, this situation. He was very wise. Let me share this scripture with you. Glory be to God. Solomon, this is what Solomon says, beloved. Solomon sees a fool walking toward the house of an adulterous woman. See, the Bible calls you a fool. You know she's an adulteress. You know she gives it away. You know it's going to be easy, okay? But here you come. The Bible calls you a fool. Matter of fact, Bishop Lambert, glory be to God, Bishop Lambert said, ain't no woman going to set him up. He said, I don't go in no woman's house by myself. I don't care how strong you think you are. Yeah, well, I'm strong. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to have to run and leave your coat. He said, he said, no, you ain't going to set me up like that, Jack. He don't do it. And it shouldn't be done. And I'm talking to you men deacons out there. Take your wife. You single, take somebody. Take two. Take three. Glory be to God. Look at verse number 13 in Proverbs chapter number 7. It says, when the fool drew near, she took hold of him and kissed him with a brazen face. A woman going to grab hold of a man and kiss him, and French kiss him, and she's smelling like Chanel and Chantel number 5 and soft as butter. Come on now. You got to be Holy Ghost filled. You got to be Holy Ghost filled to walk away from that. You got to be Holy Ghost filled. And I pray, you know what, for these contractors that work for Verizon and Pico and these places. Glory be, because I had one come in my house the other day, looked like he was trying to flirt with me. I said, now, I know it's easy for them. I know it's easy for them. These lonely women out here. All right, I'm almost finished. Rather than run away like Joseph, beloved, the foolish man listened to her, and he paid a price for his foolishness. And this is what the Proverbs chapter 7, verse 13 is telling us. Glory be to God. Verse number 22 says, all at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter. This seducing spirit on this woman, if the man yields to that, glory be to God, then it's like an ox going to the slaughter. Well, how does a man stay strong? You have to fall in love with Jesus. That's I tell you. I was talking to someone, and they was talking to me about women. They said, yeah, some of these women, their butts get you in trouble. Because, you know, these big butts, and you don't know if it's real, know if it's false, and you trying to follow the butt, you're going to fall in the pit. I said, yeah, you're right. And we know, beloved, amen, it's difficult for some men. It's difficult. I'm talking about married men and single men. It's difficult for some women. Amen. But there's a lesson learned here, and God put Genesis 39 in the Bible for a reason. One could argue that Joseph, too, paid a high price because he was virtuous, but his virtue lands him in prison. I'm sure there might have been some nights in prison. The devil said, see, if man, if you had just hit it, you know it was good. If you had just hit it, you wouldn't even be up here in prison. You sitting up here like a fool. You in prison, you still ain't getting up. Wouldn't it have been better to stay and work for the king and get some and get a paycheck? Oh, you know the devil worked. You know the devil worked Joseph over. Huh? And Joseph said, look, I don't think so. Beloved, you got to know what you're living for. You got to know the standards. You got to have some standards. Glory be to God. Moses said, I would rather enjoy, glory be to God, the afflictions with the children of Israel than to enjoy sin, amen, the pleasures of sin for a season. Glory be to God. But, beloved, this is the thing here. Hallelujah. When we read the rest of the story in Genesis, we see the blessings that God had in store for Joseph, that Joseph would have forfeited, amen, if he had said yes to sin. You have to know that God has blessings in store for you. You have to know, amen, that all things are working for your good, even when it looked bad. Beloved, God is up to something. He's behind the scenes working, amen, something out bright and beautiful for you. Joseph went from the pit to the palace, amen, and one night because of his faithfulness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, Potiphar's wife, hallelujah, glory be to God, promised happiness and sensual satisfaction, but Joseph saw sin for what it was, refusing to do wicked. And that's the bottom line in this lesson, beloved, about this woman with no name, Potiphar's wife, the Egyptian woman, the evil woman. Glory be to God. Huh? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But Joseph feared God, knowing that all sin is ultimately against him. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have to fear God. 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 Don't give in. Joseph found favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and he rose to a position of prominence in the house of Potiphar. Joseph's success and position was the direct blessing, amen, of God. The blessing of the Lord. Promotion doesn't come from the south, the east, or the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. And the verse I really want to leave you with is verse number 23, beloved. It says, everything Joseph did, he succeeded because the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And those heated situations, I'm sure it got a little intense. I'm sure it got a little intense. Who knows? It might have been even a little foreplay. We can use our wicked imagination. We don't know. Amen. I would say he didn't. Because, look, fire leads to fire. Look, ain't no need in doing no foreplay. If you ain't going to take it all the way home, don't even go there. Don't even do that to yourself. Glory be to God. The thing is this, beloved. The Bible says it is not a sin for us to be tempted. Because we all face temptations, all of us, if you're human. The sin is the yielding to the temptation. I want to encourage, especially you men, amen, during this Woman's Month, amen. There's some pretty girls out there. My God, there's some pretty girls. There's some girls out there, look, ain't nothing funny about me. Ain't nothing funny about me. I'd be like my mother. My mother said, the only thing another woman can do for me is show me where I can find a man. Glory be to God. There's some pretty women out there. Amen. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Wait your turn. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Go on double dates. Don't fall for it. The Lord going to show you what to do. Don't fall for it. And then they trap our sons. Amen. Now they want to say the baby yours. That baby ain't yours. That baby ain't yours. See, but it shouldn't even have to be a question. It shouldn't even be a question. Is this my baby? See? And you women, amen, I know some of you, amen, a little hot. Some of you a little hot. Some of you is like Potiphar's wife. Amen. Come on. Ask God to bring your flesh under subjection until the appointed time. You gotta do it, gotta keep it. He the one gave you your hormones and he know you on fire. Lord, keep my flesh under subjection to the appointed time. Let me say this and I'm finished. I was talking to Mr. Jim. Mr. Jim probably dead and gone by now. I don't know. I haven't seen him in years. He said, Alfreda. He said, when a woman, he's talking from a worldly, well, he's supposed to have been a deacon in church too. Maybe he was. He said, when a woman is hot, she'll give it to anybody. He was talking from experience. Beloved, don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. I know, you know, we're living in a time right now when single people want to be married. Married people want to be single. It's just a ball of confusion. You got married folks out there cheating. It's crazy. I was talking with someone else. Married men go out. Glory be to God. These are married men with wives. Glory be to God. And they're going out committing, you know, having sex with other men. I mean, it's beloved. I'm telling you, it's a whole bunch of stuff going out there in the world. Be happy that you're not a part of it. If you're a part of it, come on in. Amen. And let's get our hearts clean. Let's get our hearts clean. Let's get our hearts clean. Amen. Let's get our hearts clean. So that is Potiphar's wife. We're going to call her Potiphar's wife. Amen. We're starting off on an evil note because I gave all the good stuff away, but this is a good one. This is a good one. I said, well, there's only a few people left. I got to speak on one of these. I said, I might as well start with this one. This is a good one. Beloved, let me say this. And I'm trying to close. Yeah, some preachers out there that teach you, as long as you get saved, you can do what you want to do and you're going to heaven. That's a lie. And if you believe it, you're going to end up in hell. They're going to end up in hell for telling you a lie. That's not true. And we'll teach on this in another class, but I showed y'all the scriptures last week, the week before. God says we are to abstain, amen, from sexual immorality. We are to abstain from fornication. We are to abstain from adultery. Sex is allowed, amen, and sanctioned by God for husband and wife and holy matrimony to bring pleasure. Because if it wasn't for the pleasure, they wouldn't be making the babies. And if they wasn't making babies, me and you wouldn't be here. And sex is not a nasty word because the bottom line is that's how we all got here. Just okay, let me help you. That's how we all got here. Our mama and our daddy got together and here we came. So it's not a nasty word, see, but it is a sin, amen, when you're, amen, doing it, amen, when you shouldn't. That's what we can learn from Potiphar's wife. Amen. To God be praised. Father God, we say thank you. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about Eve, the first woman. The first woman. Amen. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Amen. Eve. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Father God, we know you put Genesis 39 in the Bible for me. You could have skipped over that chapter. You didn't have to tell us about Potiphar's wife and her pulling on this fine man of God. Because the Bible says Joseph was fine, but she was fine too. It wasn't about the fine, Father God. Sin is ugly. Sin is ugly. And where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound, Father God. We ask that you would forgive us for our infidelity. Forgive us, Father God, for the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. The things we're thinking about doing right now, Father God, we ask that you would put it under the blood of Jesus. Help us to get a change of mind. Help us to wait. until the timing is right. Help us to wait, God. You're not trying to keep anything from us. You're not trying to keep pleasure from us, Father God. You, Father God, get pleasure in our prosperity. You get pleasure when we get pleasure. You're our sun and shield. You give us grace and glory. But you want us to do it the right way. And so, Father God, we pray. Joseph was single, so he probably needed some, too. We pray for those who are single, Father God. Help them wait on you. Help them to wait, Father. Help them not to cut a deal with the devil. Potiphar's wife was married, and she was unhappy. She was a cheating wife. So you got single people, you got married people. The bottom line is we got the devil. He's the culprit, Father God. So we pray right now. We pray. Help us, Father God, and help us all. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. All right. There we go. And to God be praised. That's the story. Woo! That was a little steamy, wasn't it? That was a little steamy. The Bible is a steamy book. The Bible is a real book. And you want to keep it real? Get in the Bible. Get in the Bible. Oh, boy. You wait till we get to Bathsheba. Ooh, let me stop. All right, I can't go no more. All right, today, what's our announcements? We will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock and then back. Amen at 9. Amen. Please join us. Amen. In Jesus' name, bring somebody with you. Saints, as we prayed at 5 o'clock today, we prayed for the children. Amen. Come on. Amen. Maybe that could just be our corporate petition today. Amen. We got to pray for the babies. My God, we got to pray for the children. Amen. Glory. We got children having sex. I was talking with one young man. He said, yeah, well, you know, I was sexually active at 8. I didn't think that was possible. Like, for real. From a medical and a physical point of view, I didn't think that was possible at the age of 8. I thought maybe you had to at least be like 12, 13. Anyhow, amen. Let's pray for the children. Amen. Let's pray for the children. Amen. Well, and we know that some of our girls are having babies at the age of, what, 10? You get menstrual cycle at 9 and 10? See? And the first time they got pregnant, they didn't get nothing out of that. They ain't get nothing out of that but a baby. Glory be to God. Saints, it's something to pray for. And we're going to pray. And we're going to keep on praying. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. As you come forth this month, saints, y'all don't have to come forth the way I did. Glory be to God. I was the first one. Amen. So I was pulling on the Holy Ghost to pull that together today. Amen. Glory be to God. Just bring it forth. Amen. The way the Holy Spirit give you to bring it forth. Amen. Now, if you just want to do a reading on the woman, okay, you could do that. Take 5 minutes, do a reading. But for those of you that want to bring a message, a teaching, a sermon, I'm going to give you the floor. All right? So I'm going to give you the floor. Amen. When it's your day to come up. Amen. And then if I need to come in after you and fill something in, I'll be prepared to do that. Amen. So I just want you to know when it's your day on your woman in the Bible, amen, you have the whole floor on that day. Amen. So let the Lord use you. Amen. And we still got about 4 or 5 spots. So I'll be reaching out to fill those 4 or 5 spots in. Amen. In Jesus' name. That's it. Amen. Everybody have a good day. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us, Father. Help us. God, sometimes we have moments. We don't even know, God, where it come from. We was doing fine. Then we don't even know what happened, Father God. We don't know what happened. And we have these moments, Father God, where we just feel like we're going up out of our minds. We're going to go up out of our minds. Father, we bind all this. We bind all this, Father God. And we put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. We put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Give us a good day, Father. Order our steps and help us not to lean to our own understanding. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. In Jesus' name, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we will forever bless you and praise you and give your name the glory. Amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Now that the Him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever and forever. And the church said amen and amen and amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a lovely day. Amen. God bless. Walk in the blessing. The blessing manifestation is already here. Amen, amen, and amen.
Everybody know what I'm talking about. I will serve, yes.